We're talking now with Paul Graves of Elder Advocates and the Geezer Forum. Paul, thanks for being here.
Good to be here.
And Katie Cox, who is Executive Director of the Kinnexu Land Trust, which owns and manages the Pine Street Woods, plus actually some adjacent properties up there, right, Katie?
Yes.
That you manage, mm-hmm. Yeah. And take care of. Steward.
Steward. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the topic here, the prime topic, is that the Geezer Forum and Kinnexu Land Trust are partnering to bring the first Geezer Forum ever to Pine Street Woods on September 7th. Paul, explain what this is all about.
Well, it started actually before summer. I had an idea that maybe older adults needed to get out and about. And, too many people are self-isolating. And I have a hunch that too many older adults have just not gotten back into nature as they did when they were kids. And so I was thinking, well, where's a good place to do that? And I'm a good friend with Jim Zuberbühler, and I know of his incredible involvement in developing the Kinnexu Land Trust and Pine Street Woods. So I talked with him briefly about this. Well, no, it wasn't so briefly. And
put the two of you together. Nothing's brief, right?
And he was pointing me in the direction of Katie and Reagan over at the Land Trust. And so this summer, I made an appointment, walked in, and Reagan was there, and she knew what I wanted to talk about. And I was just kind of blown away at how receptive they were to having older adults become part of the Pine Street Woods. And as I've been thinking about the conversation right now, I think that I wanted to create one step in making older adults aware that they can be doing more than they think they can and outside of their four walls. So this becomes kind of an awareness partnership. Mm-hmm. Not only becoming aware of what they can do, but also becoming aware of a really valuable resource in our community. So we're on the 7th, we are meeting up at Pine Street Woods at 2:00 in the afternoon, and we're going to be doing a little social gathering stuff and some educational opportunities, learning some simple things, especially, I hope that some older adults who are not really comfortable in walking will still come, because I think there are some things there at the educational center, mm-hmm. that they can do that helps them become reacquainted or acquainted with the outdoors for the first time even. There will be an opportunity for those who do want to walk to go up the Meadow Trail with a guide, I'm assuming.
Yes, Reagan will be your guide.
Reagan will be our guide, good. And it's just going to be a couple hours of simply enjoying the, they'd be barking up a different tree, maybe, mm-hmm. so to mm-hmm. speak.
Now, you've been doing the Geezer Farm for some number of years now.
We started in January of 2012.
Okay, yeah, that's some number of years.
Yeah.
What is a typical Geezer Farm? You get together how often?
Well, prior to the pandemic, during which time we closed, just like a lot of...
Shut down a lot of things.
But we were meeting twice a month, the second Tuesdays, the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month. And we have covered so many different aging-related issues. It would take a half an hour to talk about them, mm-hmm. at least. But we've one of the things that we have done every year is a Medicare enrollment form, and we'll be doing that again on the 11th of October. During that enrollment period, where people who are new to Medicare or who are veterans of Medicare get a chance to look at the changes that will be coming up in 2023. So that's one of the common things. But we just cover all kinds of wonderful resources and conversations about aging.
Mm-hmm. And where do you typically meet?
We meet at the community room in the Columbia Bank, mm-hmm. next to Tango Cafe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So will the Geezer Forums at Pine Street Woods, will that be every other week or once a month? Or
well, that one's just a one-timer at this point.
Okay, I see. Okay.
I'm hoping that, and Katie and I haven't talked seriously about this yet, but I'm hoping that we can get Katie and or Reagan to come to a forum at the community center.
Sure.
Or community room, in order to talk about the things that, you know, the wonderful things that the Land Trust is doing, mm-hmm. not just at Pine Street Woods, but mm-hmm. there's just a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is, actually. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. But first, Katie, geezers up at Pine Street Woods.
We were so...
How's that fit with what you're trying to do?
Oh my gosh, we were so excited. It's almost as if we were waiting for Paul to walk in our door. Mm-hmm. Although I don't want to say we were waiting, because we usually are out there and active and doing things, but it just happened to be the perfect moment. We actually started talking about how do we really work on attracting more of our seniors up to Pine Street Woods quite actively about, I guess it would have been 2 years ago when we started thinking about our internship program. Our internship program is a program that we've done now two summers that brings college-age students back into their community, and we employ them for the summer and involve them in all sorts of activities that the Land Trust does, everywhere from conservation to recreation, spending time outside, maintaining trails at Pine Street Woods, doing small projects, helping with events. And that when we initially dreamed up our internship program, we talked about a focus being doing a walking series for seniors in the summertime, where it might be once a week, and we would target and work with our elder care facilities. We would work with groups around Sandpoint in order to have a walking series where people could come up, take a walk, and probably do an educational piece along with it. That, of course, like many things, that our first year was in the pandemic, and it sort of had heated up during the summer again unknowingly. And so we ended up talking to a few people and realizing it probably wasn't the right time yet. People weren't feeling quite comfortable enough to do that. And so that's when we decided to focus instead on the youngest members of our community and started the Trails and Tales. And so we began our book reading series and walk series two summers ago. And that replaced this intent to work with our seniors. So we had the desire and the wish to do this for a long time. And so we were, and Paul just gave us the perfect opportunity and the perfect person who is very much engaged with the community and can, in, you know, a few articles, can get everybody out there and out to Pine Street Woods. And it was for very many of the same reasons that Paul just explained. Just knowing that time spent in nature is better time for all of us. Mm. And that especially after the pandemic and after people have been sheltered in, what a very safe way to go out and explore the outdoors for everybody. And just how much it benefits your health, not only your physical health, but your mental health. Not even having to be a robust hiker or walker, just even taking in the Meadow Trail, which we're going to walk down. It's a very easy trail with hardly any slope at all. So just walking down the trail, there's benches along it, sitting down on a bench, listening to the birds, listening to those. I don't know if you guys have been out in the woods lately, but if you have not, there are mm-hmm. squirrels at work. And so you do have to watch from overhead because they are throwing pine cones down like you wouldn't believe in order to try to get their winter stash ready. It's like I joked with Ann in our office this morning and I said, I think I need to start wearing a helmet while I run. But
here's the funny thing about it. They don't seem to pick them all up even.
No, they
don't.
They're
just up there cutting them down because
no sense of responsibility.
Yeah.
Exactly. I feel like we should put signs, watch for objects flying from above. But yeah. just spending time listening and watching that, it can do a lot for just our personal health. So anyway, so we are overjoyed to hopefully have a huge number of our senior community come out and spend time with us on September 7th mm-hmm. and learn what Pine Street Woods is all about, because it is a community forest and it's a community forest for everybody here.
For all ages. So have you done any surveying? Do you know the demographics of your users?
We have done, so that has been an intern job for the last two summers, a little, survey while they're out and about. We don't have great survey data mm-hmm. yet. So, but I would say, obviously I'm out there quite a bit. And I'd say it's an amazing, cross-section of our population. Mm-hmm. And you'll see Sue out there every single morning at 5 o'clock if you venture to go out at 5 a.m. And then you will see our youngsters out there right now with Pondere Peddlers. They're doing their bike camps. Since Camp Kinixu ended, the bike camps began. Mm-hmm. So you'll see people of all ages and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Paul, do you get up to Pine Street Woods often yourself?
Well, I have this this summer.
Scouting it. You were on a research. Yeah.
I have been doing research on it, but I also got involved in one session of the Trails and Tales. I had a chance to read not only my children's book, but another book during the walk up the Meadows Trail and then into the meadow and back around to the education center. Demographics, it was, I noticed that the 15 or 16 people that were there that day were from a baby being carried in her mama's pouch to a couple grandmothers mm-hmm. and the kids. We had a great time, at least I did. Mm-hmm. And the interns did. And it was a good walk mm-hmm. for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the folks that typically come to the Geezer Farms, do some of them need help getting around?
Oh yeah, I think some, in fact, there probably will be fewer people who need help because they'll just decide they can't do it. Mm-hmm. Which, it's obviously an individual choice, but I hope that some who might be hesitant might reconsider a little bit, because all you have to do is go from the parking lot to the education center, mm-hmm. and that's an easy walk. Mm-hmm. If that's all you want to do, then that's what's there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will on that day have something for everybody. So if you don't want to take the walk down the Meadow Trail, and Reagan's going to lead a guided tour of our recently installed tree signs that give tree identification as well. They give traditional uses that we partnered with the Kalispell tribe on learning those traditional uses and being able to sign those as well as the Kalispell name for the plant. So she's going to lead a tour of that. We're going to have our education staff there to lead a hands-on nature-based activity, much like you might find at one of our camps or at one of our school sessions. And then I will be talking too about sort of a more broad look at all of the programs that we work on and all of the projects we have at Kinixu Land Trust. So there will be something for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Again, if you just tuned in, we're talking with Katie Cox of the Kinixu Land Trust and Paul Graves of Elder Advocates in Geezer Forum. And the Geezer Forum is going to be up at Pine Street Woods on September 7th at 2 p.m. And I imagine people just drive themselves there.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
How do you get there? How do you get there? And now it's a little changed because we have a paved road all the way to the entrance of Pine Street Woods. If you haven't that's been right. on Pine yeah. Street, yeah. West Pine Street lately, it got paved a little bit further. So yeah. that's pretty exciting.
Much nicer.
So much yeah. nicer. Yeah. So much nicer. I asked the crew, just can you just keep going up keep the going Pine Street yeah. Woods Road? They said no. But they're very great. Good crew to have paved that distance. So you head west on Pine Street. Some of the things that you'll see is that Division Pine intersection. Go past that. Go towards Traverse Park. Keep going and go under the railroad bridge. Go up the big hill. Swoop around to the right. Don't go straight up that gravel road. That's not how you get there. Swoop around to the right. There are brown and white signs that say to Pine Street Woods, so follow those. You'll go by Selkirk School, and at Selkirk, right after Selkirk School, you make a sweeping left-hand turn. Then you'll go all the way up the hill again, and the top, you'll see Hunt Lane on your right. You'll see the Sled Hill, the historic Sled Hill and Ski Hill on your left. Continue on about less than a third of a mile, and on your left, you'll see a beautiful sign, our new sign that mm-hmm. says Pine Street Woods, a community forest for all. So,
yeah, you take a left there, a left and you there. Go up the gravel road.
Three quarters of a mile. So okay, yeah. don't think you have gotten lost. And you there's a lower parking lot, but don't park there unless you want to climb a big hill.
Yeah, yeah it'll be
all
obvious.
The way to the top.
You get to the very end of the road, mm-hmm. and there's a big parking lot, and that's where the outdoor center is.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
Okay, well, let's got a few minutes. We can talk about some other things happening up there at Pine Street Woods, and it's you know. Paul mentioned his book, which is about Sox, his cat. And while we're on the subject of cats, you had one up at...
We had a cat a little larger than Sox up at Pine Street Woods, yes.
Yeah. So there, and this was, of course, most folks that are listening probably are aware of it because it was all over in newspapers and on social media, but there was a cougar up there. And... Now, the cougar was on a deer carcass. Is that a deer that the cougar killed?
Yes, that was a deer the cougar killed.
Okay.
At Pine Street Woods.
Yeah.
On one of the most prominent trails. Yes.
Yeah, the trail that goes out to the overlook, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, goes out to the beautiful view.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just tell us the whole story. How did you find it, and then what did you do?
I was lucky enough to actually be in the Middle Fork. While this all happened and transpired. So my colleagues took care of the kitty, but I wouldn't say took care of all of the, you know, what we needed to do, the logistics around the kitty. So yes, so we got notice on a Sunday that there was a deer carcass on the trail, and we have a land manager for Pine Street Woods. Jeff Thompson went up to survey, and sure enough, realized it was a deer and it had been taken down by a cougar. And while he was up there, he saw the signs of the cougar. And some people were very surprised that there was a cougar this close in, but we share habitat mm-hmm. with cougars. And many times the cougars are very stealth, much like we were talking about our domesticated cats and mm-hmm. how they like to be stealth and get their prey. Cougars are very stealth, so there's always cougars generally around this area. We just might not see them or see signs of them. So we made the decision to just to close that segment of the trails, knowing that the cougar most likely wanted to finish his dinner, and moved the carcass off the main trail to a more private setting for the cougar so that he could have a more private dinner, and just then paid attention. And We actually had cameras positioned on the carcass, and once the cougar had finished the meal and cleaned the deer over a period of several days, then we, after 36 hours of it not being on property and or at least not in our camera view, we chose to reopen the trails. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Were there other coyotes or other animals on the carcass?
The only other animals we got on camera were some birds.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Ravens. Probably.
Ravens.
Yeah.
Coming in to share.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's interesting. Well, folks should realize we do have a kind of broad forest-urban interface, mm-hmm. and we we want to have wildlife, we have to make room for them, right?
Right, yeah. Exactly. And we just have to know how to be around them. So if you see a cougar, you know, make yourself large. And
Did you get any feedback, any negative feedback, like it's a cougar, you should get rid of it?
No, we had a number of people who didn't quite, I guess, that were probably had more, were very fearful, didn't, like I said, didn't realize that cougars are around us. But for the most part, our feedback has been, people have been extremely grateful how we handled the situation and knowing that we share this habitat and respectful of the animals that we share it with. Mm-hmm. And that was always, you know, the goal in developing Pine Street Woods was to make sure we had an amazing trail committee that really looked at, that had all different, you know, of course had representatives from our different trail user communities, but also had individuals that were keen on habitat. And so it was always about how do we make sure that we can interface and leave enough room for the habitat to happen and enough room for this recreation to happen. So this is a great case scenario where we showed that, yes, and interestingly enough, the area that we have identified as potential habitat is on the north side of the property, because in the summer, as you can imagine, that's the shady side. Mm-hmm. It's the side where it's nice not to be in and it's the more forested side of the Pine Street Woods. So this was sort of proved that maybe we did our work appropriately. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay, we have a few minutes left, and I want you to tell us about a couple of things going on. Specifically, the Save the Sled Hill campaign, which is a very ambitious campaign to acquire the property where the old town sled hill was for many years.
Yes. This was so originally Pine Street Woods was a large homestead and included not only it was 200 acres. And when we purchased Pine Street Woods, the family carved off the 48 acres, which was the original homestead and what everybody knows as the historic ski hill in the 40s and 50s, and then turned sled hill, which that this family generously opened their gates for all of these years to let the community sled on. So there are lots of people in our community and beyond that have so many wonderful memories of this, of the historic sled hill.
So you can raise a lot of money to acquire it. Mm-hmm. How long do you have to do that?
Yes. So our goal is $2.1 million, because along with the cost of the property acquisition, there are costs, as we showed at Pine Street Woods, of establishment costs. So things like the parking lots, the initial trails, the making sure that buildings that are not safe are taken away or pulled down, preparing buildings that we do decide that stay on property to be safe for everybody to be there, because just like Pine Street Woods, this will be just part of Pine Street Woods, again, open and accessible to all. And so making sure the property is safe is really important to us. So that's $2.1 million. We have raised to date about $1.3 million. So we're well on our way. We have $800,000 more to go, and we're looking at our community to help us secure that property.
Mm-hmm. So if they want to do that, how do they do that? How do they help you?
How they help us is, with one, they can do it in many ways. Of course, you can just go online to donate. Mm-hmm. We have our donation portal is right at www.kiniksu.org. You can, if you have questions about giving or ways you can give, can you give? You know, there are there is the potential of pledging a gift over a certain set period of time. You can do that. We've had some amazing gifts come in through donor advised funds. A lot of people have donor advised funds, or some people have private family foundations that we've received gifts from. So we are always, you know, typically the best thing to do is give us a call if you have questions. If you don't want to use the online portal, you can always mail in a check or come see us. Mm-hmm. Come right, walk through the door. The best part of this campaign has been the stories that people have shared with us about when their children were sledding on the hill, or when they skied on the hill, when they had a ski club. We've got amazing photos. We've gotten some amazing stories. We've worked with a videographer to take some of those stories and video them so that we can share them as we go through this campaign. So this truly is a property that really does belong to our community. So having the whole community participate in this effort is going to be a very big thing.
Mm-hmm. And with that, we're just about out of time. I know there's more you could tell us about. The summer camp just wrapped up. In three words, it was a good summer.
Amazing summer.
Yeah.
First time we've done a teen expedition that Dave took the kids from all the way from Johnson Creek all the way down to Bayview on canoe. One day they paddled 14 miles. That was very much a test of their resilience.
That's right. you got to suck it up sometimes.
Yes. But then you get a rest day after, a little bit less paddling.
Paul Graves, once again, the Geezer Forum is going to be up at Pine Street Woods when?
On September the 7th, a week from Wednesday.
Okay, a week from the day this is going to air. So
there we go.
Yep. And folks can just go on up there and take part in that. And I want to say thank you, both you, Paul Graves, and Katie Cox, for taking time to talk with us today.
Thanks for having us, Chris.
Thank you.